Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6 p.m. British Summer Time, and there have been big things happening in the stock markets here today. Europe really got hit quite heavily. The CAC was down just over 1%, and the DAX is down 1.2%. The OMX in Sweden is down over 1% again today. That's two successive days on the downside. Those are quite big dynamics. That's quite a good signal there of reversal in Sweden. This has really been on the back of that very weak close in the US yesterday. That was quite surprising because when I was recording the audio yesterday, the Nasdaq was up quite well and it was looking very good. I came in this morning and I was like, oh my gosh, I have a red face right now, because it had closed really quite weakly. And right now the US markets are really very weak. Well, steady, I suppose, but they're not making up anything that they lost yesterday. So I've been talking over the last week about the US markets getting lower highs and lower lows and sort of a rounding top formation. Then yesterday we had this breakdown, particularly in the Dow Jones and the S&P. And today they're just holding their own. So none of this activity is particularly bullish. And if we look at some of these other markets around the world, particularly in Asia, and you'll see some of those long-term charts that I posted today, for example, in Indonesia. Indonesia has had that big sweeping cutback, what we would say as a type 2 ending, which is an extreme reaction against the prevailing trend, sort of an out of the blue loss of momentum and then a big hit. And that's exactly what we've seen in excuse me, in Indonesia right now. Now there is support there at 1,000 and it has bounced today a little bit, but that's no real evidence that we're going to go back up and test the high. And even if we do, what that does really signal to us at the very best of that was a big, big warning shot across the bows, and the market would have to do something really spectacular on the upside to take that out. And I think the chances of that happening, particularly with the kind of action we're seeing today in Europe and in the US, is really quite unlikely. One market that's doing particularly well today is Brazil. It's up 1%, but unfortunately Brazil moves over 1% almost every day, so 1% in Brazil is really nothing to write home about. Other things happening in the markets here. The Nikkei was down 97 points today. So we're definitely getting a little bit of an unwinding of this overbought condition. I took out two short positions today, one on the DAX and one on the S&P MIB for Italy, for a couple of reasons. One is because I think these markets in Europe are starting to roll over, and I think I'll make money in those, but also as an asymmetrical hedge to my Japanese longs. I do want to keep a foot in Japan, and I would be looking to increase my position if we do get a fallback here to 12,000. I'd be inclined to cut it out completely if it goes below 12,000. I'm in the December contract, so there's plenty of time for that. Then moving into some of the commodities, and oil has been really quite interesting in here today. It hit a new high, hit $68, but that was in very, very early trading and it's given it all up. It's at 67.10 right now. Again, there's no downward dynamic there. It's hit a new high, didn't maintain it, but there's no signal that this advance in oil is over quite yet. Natural gas is down nearly half a dollar. That's down 47 right now at 9.51. It opened at 9.99. Its high of the day was over $10. So while this isn't a key reversal, this is quite a dynamic in natural gas, and it does look like we're hitting, if not a top, then quite a big consolidation. This is remarkably volatile trading activity. And if you look at then the heating oil and the gasoline, neither of those have hit new highs. They both had fairly big dynamics last week, and they haven't taken those out yet. So those are pretty good signals that we're pretty close to the high in the energy sector. And whether what we've seen right now, particularly in heating oil and gasoline, is the high or the penultimate high, it's a little too early to say just yet. Then looking at gold. Gold is up just marginally today, so still underneath that 440 level, really quite weak. Platinum is down to 2.9. It's at 897. High of the day was just over 900. So there's still that resistance there on the platinum around 900. Silver is down 11. It's at 681. Actually, I just spotted that. That's a bit tardy of me. I should have put that as a chart of the day. It's a bit of a downward dynamic out of this range, really testing the bottom of that range now. I'm just going to pull up the continuation chart just to see where the bottom of the range is. And we're really coming very close to that right now. The low on this sort of 6 month range was back in right at the beginning of May, and it was at 683. We're at 680 right now. Depending on whether we hold these gains or not, this is relatively important. It's either going to be a very good buying opportunity right now, or we're going to see some action back around 650, at which case it would be a very good buy. But definitely one to watch. Silver is starting to look interesting right now. Then just looking at the dollar, obviously, with the correlation between the precious metals and the dollar index, you'll see the chart in the comment of the day today that it's down below 88. It is looking bearish now, although we have had 5 days on the downside. It might bounce tomorrow, but it does look like we're going to see lower figures here on the dollar index. That should theoretically be good for precious metals. So silver might well be a good buy in the next couple of days. Excuse me, I think I'm going to sneeze. Oh, false alarm, excuse me. Well, the next asset class that really does look like is one to watch for the buy is going to be the grains. And looking at soybeans right now, it's under 600. It's at 598 and a half. It's down 14 and a quarter on the day. And corn is also looking relatively weak. I just typed in the wrong code, but corn is down 3, and wheat is pretty much at the bottom of the range. That's down 1. But soybeans are getting when they're down 14 like that and down below the bottom. I mean, they're extending this downtrend right now. There is support at 600. There was plenty of support back there in March, April, May at 600. If it goes through that level and it doesn't look like it's stopping there right now, then we could see 550, around 550. It could be quite an interesting play. I just want to pull up a longer term chart just to let you know where the support comes in if it were to go through there. But between 550 and 500 is definitely into the buying range. The base, the base in soybeans is above 500. So we are definitely coming into the buying space in some of these grains, and definitely wants to watch for that first upward dynamic. So, looking at some of the industrial metals, copper is down 180 right now. It's been a bit up and down on the day, but down at the moment 164.90. And some of these other metals, pretty much all the metals are down right now. Lead is down 6 at 860. So these things really did look last week that like they were going to go up, and they're just not doing it. There's none of them are down a particularly great amount, not a really an awful lot to worry the patterns, but they're just spending a lot of time where they are now, and they did look like they were going to do it at some point last week, and they just haven't. So there's going to be people who've been got into these and they haven't gone anywhere, and they're going to say if they can't go up, they might go down. So that is something to keep in mind, and if you are in them, it's probably time to raise stops pretty much to the bottom of the ranges, or in some of these you have rising lows. At least the depressed ones like lead and nickel, you'd want to put them in underneath the bottom of the range right now. Tin is a bit more volatile, but there a note of caution there on some of the industrial metals. They're not doing what they're supposed to do right away. Then cocoa had been looking very good last week, but hasn't really done very much right now. So it's I think it's a wait and see on the cocoa front. I put a chart up of lean hogs a while ago, and having trouble typing. That had a lovely progression of rising lows, and it's up again today. It's up 150 right now at 63.27 and a half. But what you what you continue to have there is a progression of rising lows. Now you have rising highs as well. It's made a new recovery high from that low in June. So lean hogs are looking really quite good in the pattern. And I think I posted that about 10 days ago, something like that. But you do have the progression of rising lows. So the last thing I want to talk about are bonds, and bonds are up right now. They're the high of the day on Treasuries is at 117. It's at 116.29 right now. So bonds are strengthening up a little bit. We're not quite into the area where we can short them quite yet, but it does look like we're going to get there. They are trending on the upside, particularly Treasuries. Bunds are also up about a third of a point. They're at 123.58, coming pretty close to the highs. The highs were just under 124, so bunds are going to be ones to keep an eye on for that opportunity to short them. And that's pretty much it from me. If there's anything at all that you can or that I can do for you, I should say, please don't hesitate to contact me, and thank you very much for your time.